You're listening to Shift, Human First Financial Guidance with Ross Marino.
Today, we are shifting the conversation with Stoy Hall and Larry Sprung. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have both of you on the show. I'm excited for Shift 2024. You're both going to be speaking and co-presenting, and I'm excited that both of you are actually going to work together because I think you have some of the same ideas on how you engage people during discovery meetings and onboarding. But before we dive into how you do that in your practice, let's do some quick introductions. So Stoy, if you could start off, let everybody know who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. And just to start, we got a hockey player and a football player. So there might be some intensity to this conversation. But Stoy Hall, born and raised from Omaha, Nebraska. My firm is Black Mammoth. We're here to stabilize, transcend your wealth. And we focus on the emotion side, right? Ultimately, investments don't matter as much if you're not locked into who you are from a wealth standpoint.
All right, Larry.
Yeah, and I'm Larry Sprung. I'm the founder and wealth advisor at Midland Financial and also the recent best-selling author of Financial Planning Made Personal, What Did You Do Today That Brought You Joy? And we work with families as their family advisor, their family CFO. And like Stoy, investments are part of that, but a very small part of that. We really want to help them live a life by design and not by default.
That's excellent. And now knowing that I'm interviewing a hockey player and a football player, considering I was a college wrestler, I'm not sure people are going to understand us at the end, but we'll see how it goes. So how about we start off with you, Stoy? So I know you really dive into mindset. You really want to know what people are thinking, how they're feeling. You want to get some of their story. So how about we start with during your discovery process, talk about ways you have a human first approach.
Yeah, absolutely. So human first is all what I'm about. Relationships, what matter. I talk about this with a lot of planners. Larry and I just spoke about it too, is the numbers are the numbers. It is what it is. As a planner, we can deal with that. If we don't know who you are, where you came from, how am I supposed to build out this plan? So my first question, even as a pre-meeting question, is what's your first money memory, right? What was that? For me, I was about 8-9 years old, finally made some money. And I don't know how I got the money, but I went to buy my mom an ice cream cone, and a friend, when I was giving it to my mom, scared me and I crushed it. And at that point, like, I felt so devastated because I worked so hard for something to give to my mother, that I recognized, hey, you need to make money. You need to be okay with providing, but also some things don't go your way. And so by leading with something like that, you can start to understand where they came from. And then questions that lead into like kind of trauma events. During our initial sessions, our first like hour is all about who they are and where they think money takes them. You know, why, when you buy a cup of coffee, what does it make you feel like? Or when we go through their budgeted items, I just go through and go, what's this for? You know, how does this one make you feel? How does this make you feel? And you start to unravel the fact that people, all of us have them. We all have some traumatic event that has driven us to think of money one way or another, positively or negatively. And once we can get to that root of that, then the plan is built on educating them with that, but also making the right decision so it makes them feel good. And ultimately, all my clients and everyone wants to know one answer to one question. And that question is, am I good? And that's what they want to know. It has nothing to do with numbers or any of that. It's just, am I good for what we want to do?
Yeah, just answering the simple question of, am I going to be okay? Am I good? It seems overly basic until you're actually a practicing financial planner. And then you realize that actually is the question, right? That is what they're going to lead with. Once they're good, then we can take them and help them go to other places about what they want to get right in life. Now, I want to ask you as a follow-up, people will share, obviously, intimate details. Do you ever find resistance where people don't want to go there, or maybe they're just a little short, or do you find people are mostly open about this?
Yeah, it's funny. Females are way more open than men's, obviously. That's usually, they're a little more emotionally driven, which makes up 98% of my practice anyway. But what I find is when we start get going, that first question, then I tell them my story, and it kind of breaks that armor down a little bit. And again, by the end of that first hour, Our first meetings are about an hour and a half. After that first hour, it's all broken down. It's all open. And now we're just flowing and understanding where we all stand. So it does take a little bit, but the whole point is to get them to break down. And I don't mean that in a negative sense, but I need them to get to a point where we're both raw emotions and talking. That way we're being real. And if we can be real with each other, then we can actually get real work done.
Yeah, I know over the years I've struggled with that sharing of stories because I know it's important, but I also don't want to hijack the conversation. So I'd often tell myself, sentences, not stories. Sentences, not stories, right? Try to share sentences that don't go into a long story. I'm not sure I'm great at it. I guess I would probably have to listen to my phone calls or my Zoom meetings, but I know it's important to allow that for transparency and to really connect with people. Larry, let's shift over to you. Now, you, of course, you wrote the book, right? It's about joy. Love it. Love the book. Love the title. Love the message. Really just love the energy that you bring, especially on social media. How about we talk about your onboarding process? What do you do that's kind of unique that you know you just have to get done in that first meeting?
Yeah. So, I mean, our first meeting, and, you know, I think that this whole profession, advisor to advisor, advisor to family, family to advisor, advisor to their stakeholders, it's all about that human first connection. Without that, we can't do what we need or we should be doing for the people who rely on us. It's that vitally important. So we have a little bit of a different process. Our first interaction with a family is typically a quick phone call, and then we set up a meeting. And our first meeting is really what we call, and we publicly facing call it, and is there a fit meeting? We want to make sure, we want to make absolute certain that if we have a family that wants to work with us, that it is a good fit, because we've had the pleasure of now working with our third generation of families that we serve. And you can't do that if you don't have a good fit. So our one of our most important pieces is to make sure that that fit is there up front. And we're not saying just from a standpoint of the family thinking we're a good fit. We want to also make sure we are a good fit for the family. We want to make sure that they have concerns, issues, problems that we can help them solve. And some of that in that first meeting is learning about what, you know, brought them or what brings them joy. Because, you know, I don't want to reiterate a lot of what Stoy said, but we're looking and keying in on a lot of those same things because we want to make sure, you know, and they realize it's not about the numbers. It's not about the money. It's about using the money as a tool to build and execute a joyful life. And that means so many different things to so many people. And that a lion's share of that first meeting is learning about them as a family, learning about their challenges, what brings them joy, and what do they need to accomplish in the next 1, 3, 5, 10 years in their mind in order to have a joyful life. And that's where we spend the lion's share of our time during that first meeting, learning about them, learning about those challenges, and figuring out if there's a good fit.
Often when people approach a financial advisor, something's going on in their life. And sometimes it may be something that threatens your survival. So something that they're worrying about is literally keeping them up at night. When you're in that situation, it's often hard to think to the future and think about that day than when you're going to have joy. So I know you've dealt with this many times. When someone comes to you and you recognize that, you know, they're in a place where they may not appear to be a real good fit because really is a tough period in life, how do you navigate that?
I think you have to, you know, use that human first approach, recognize that that's, you know, it's a problem situation or a challenge in their life, and dig deeper. Ask those good probing, open-ended questions to learn more, learn about where those issues are being rooted from. Maybe something happened recently in their life. You know, I'm very open about why I'm in this profession. I'm in this profession because I watched my dad navigate having a full-time job, a side gig before they were side gigs, and managing my mom's illness when she became ill in her mid to late 30s with cancer, and then ultimately passed away at the age of 47. And he didn't have a financial advisor. So I think about what would have happened when he got my mom's diagnosis And if he were to have reached out for help and walked into an advisor's office, you know, there might have been some angst there and it might not have been a great fit. And I would have hoped that the advisor would have had the grace to sit down with him and probe a little bit deeper and find out really what he was concerned about. Maybe he was concerned about taking care of his wife, my mom. Maybe he was concerned about taking care of me and his kids. And maybe he was just overwhelmed and needed some advice. So I think it's important for us to ask those probing, open-ended questions and make sure that we're doing what we should be doing and using our two ears more than our one mouth and listen.
Really going to look forward to hearing both of you speak. I know you put a lot of effort and you have a lot of experience in onboarding and discovery, and you certainly take a human first approach. It's going to be awesome. We'll see you guys in Orlando at Shift 2024.
Can't wait.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you for listening to Shift with Ross Marino. Please visit humanfirst.live to learn more. This show is for general information purposes only and is not intended to provide recommendations or advice. Speak with a legal, tax, or financial advisor before making any decisions. Past performance references are historical and do not guarantee future results.